Hello, hello, hello. This is Tamika Peters, President and CEO of Grow Your Nonprofit, where we help startup small and stagnant nonprofits grow through fundraising strategies, strategic planning, and so much more. Guys, today you're in for a treat. I have my special guest here, Estella. She's with Florida Blue. She will discuss her role with the organization, how they partner with local nonprofits, and so much more. But before we get started, I'd like to thank the sponsors of my podcast. Trinity Life Foundation Naples, helping at-risk youth through their enrichment programs. AVID, that stands for the Associations of Haitians Living Abroad. They just opened an amazing support center right here in the beautiful Fort Myers, where they will help you with immigration support, utility billing, and English as a second language. Premier Mobile Health Services, your route to better health. VaxTruth, they just received a grant from the CDC to raise awareness of COVID-19 and vaccine resources in the Black and Brown communities. Best Insurance USA, a Florida Blue provider, helping you with health insurance through the marketplace, life insurance, business insurance, and so much more. So, guys, like I said, Estella, how are you doing, Estella?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. A little birdie told me that you drove all the way from Tampa to come on the Grow Your Nonprofit podcast.
Yes. So I work with Florida Blue. I am basically the PR lead for what we would call the West Florida market. So okay. My market reaches from Pasco down to Collier.
Okay.
So it's my job to be in Fort Myers. It's my job to be in Pasco. Sometimes it's my job to go all the way down to Naples. So I'm technically in my home market, not my hometown.
Your home market, not your hometown. So what's your hometown? Tampa?
Yeah, hometown's Tampa.
Are you originally from Tampa?
Grew up there. Yep.
Wow.
I grew up in Tampa. High school
Interesting.
There, all that stuff. Yeah.
Interesting. It's very rare. I'm always fascinated when I meet people who are originally from Florida because everyone's a transplant.
I kind of wasn't. Somewhere. I will say this. I wasn't born in Florida. I moved here when I was four.
Okay.
So I'm not. What the natives would not call me native, but
okay,
that was for you.
Okay, very yep. good, very good. So, a little bit about your background and your experience, and then how you came to work for Florida Blue.
So, my degree is in journalism PR, but my entire career has been public relations and specifically like consensus building, strategic partnerships. So, a lot of the work that I've done up until this point with Florida Blue kind of aligned. So my role now with Florida Blue is, of course, the PR,
right?
Earned media, speech writing, some social media messaging, and also strategic partnerships.
Oh, very nice.
So in the past, I've worked for the Water Management District and public affairs, working with HOAs and governments. I also worked with the Collins Center, where I was doing grassroots work in areas like South Bay, Pahokee, Belgrade. So when you roll it all together, all of my experience was perfect for the mission of Florida.
Yes, yes.
Definitely. So I have the grassroots consensus building and strategic partnerships, and then also have the media relations and the corporate messaging kind of all rolled into one.
So Florida Blue has been in the Florida market since 1945. How has the organization as a nonprofit, yes, Florida Blue is a nonprofit, guys, grown over the years?
Oh my gosh. One of the things we love to say is we are not a health insurance company. We are a health solutions company.
Health solutions company.
That's
means interesting.
Anywhere along your health journey, we will provide the need or fill the need. It could be transportation to a doctor's appointment. That's a Lyft ride.
I saw that on your website, yes.
So we know specifically in this market, going out into the Immokalee area and some even areas in Fort Myers, the likelihood of someone going to a doctor's appointment is unlikely, or more unlikely for certain people.
You're right.
So how do we assist those people and give them access to care?
Yeah.
It is really what we would call those social determinants of health, those wraparound services and issues that have nothing to do with a doctor's appointment that prevent people from maintaining health and preventing certain progression of sickness and other illnesses.
Ooh, excuse me. That's absolutely correct, because I know, especially Immokalee, and in Southwest Florida, it's really hard to navigate, and then the headways for the bus services, it takes about 2 or 3 hours just to get any place. So that can be very discouraging to travel, where you could get health care that's preventative and avoid utilizing the emergency room for your primary care.
Exactly. So for us, the way we achieve this is strategic partnerships. We're not just like in your community, like we have our Florida Blue Center where anyone can walk in Estero, but we actually find out who's moving what. What is the nonprofit ecosystem in this community, right?
Oh,
so we want to know
ecosystem.
Who are the faith-based leaders here? Who's already on the ground doing the boots on the ground work? How can we either fund them and partner with them, invest with them to improve access to care? We can't do it alone, right?
Right.
So, for example, it may be Harry Chapin.
Right.
It may be All Foods Bank, All Faith Foods Bank. Mm-hmm. It may be we funded the, during, after Hurricane Ian, the health services, Lee Health had a health center in Dunbar that was kind of damaged. They needed, basically, you're removing care from a
yes, I remember that.
Needs it. Yeah. So, Florida Blue, immediately, we're with Lee Health. CEO and Lee Health Foundation, how can we fund a mobile health unit? So we funded a mobile health unit to provide a temporary stopgap in Dunbar. I mean, when I say health solutions, our CEO, it always tells us we can build it as we go.
Right,
so we will meet
right.
with a hospital. We'll meet with a nonprofit like Pauline's nonprofit, Avid. This is, it's not a huge international nonprofit,
right?
But we work with Pauline and we funded back to school drives. It can be the smallest increment because the it factor is who do the people trust?
Who do the people trust? You're absolutely correct. And backing up to Avid, although they are a small nonprofit, they have a very unique demographic that they serve, the
Haitian-American,
Haitian Creole, and Hispanic.
Yeah.
And Hispanic community, and they have the radio station, and that allows them to reach so many people. So at the three turkey giveaway events, I'm telling you, the one in Fort Myers started that too. Before 2 o'clock, I would say around 1 o'clock, there were probably about 300 people in line.
Wow.
The one in Naples, people were already lined up, but the Mockley, we already knew that one was going to be busy. So in total, they gave out over 1,000 turkeys, actually.
Wow. Yep.
Because there's a huge need, and that's also a strategy of building trust.
Yes.
I trust you. You know, you provide us with back to school supplies, the turkey, and by the way, you healthcare, here's healthcare. These are your options, and you probably can get it for free or at a reduced rate. So when people are healthy, they can focus on their family, they can focus on working,
they can
and so
focus
much
on
more.
Schoolwork students.
Right.
You know, a
right.
child can't do homework if they're hungry.
Right.
They can't focus on their school lesson or teacher if their stomach's growling. And the passion I've had in working in other communities, one of the first things when I met Pauline from Santi Blessing Avid, I talked about my work in Belgrade, and I was in the trenches of Belgrade on what they would call one of the most crime-ridden corners. And we, at the time, at another organization, we built an urban farm for the community.
Wow.
So a lot of the work I've done is literally ground level, ground zero, helping to build infrastructure and fund that infrastructure. So I bring, I would say, some of that experience to this job at Florida Blue, because I mentioned earlier the social determinants of health, and for us, the grant making process.
Right.
We do grant investments at Florida Blue. We do a lot of grant investments. After Hurricane Ian, we funded, I think, an additional 22 nonprofits in Southwest Florida Fort Myers and Naples. Our CEO thought it was just that important.
Wow.
$1 million into the hardest hit communities. But for our grant making process, which is, we actually give from the Florida Blue and our Florida Blue Foundation.
Both
entities fund nonprofits in this market.
And they're two separate nonprofits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically, yes.
Okay.
And so with the foundation, which is more of the traditional grant making, which is, it has its own board separate of Florida Blue. We center our funding around what you call the social determinants of health. Health equity.
A health equity. Okay.
Food security.
Okay.
And mental well-being.
Very important.
So if we can fund your nonprofit as a whole, like Harry Chapin, that's a food bank. All Faith is food related. That's food security. But if you have a nonprofit where a program falls under those three components, we can fund that program.
Okay.
So some nonprofits like Senior Services of Tampa Bay, it's really focused on senior volunteerism and loneliness. They may apply for a grant that deals with mental well-being and loneliness. It may not be their focal point,
right?
But it's a program.
It's a program
we can fund.
Interesting, because I was looking on your website and I was looking to see if there was a grant cycle, and I saw that there were nothing being funded like right away. How does one find out, like, is it by referral or is there a grant cycle? Organizations can go onto your website and see when the opportunities are available.
Yes. So we have certain grants, like depending on the theme of that year, what we're focusing on, there may be a grant making period for a month. It may be a mental well-being grant. Like we've done, health, we've done equity and diversity grants, DE&I grants for businesses like Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa. They were a benefit beneficiary of a grant like that. We have almost like a rolling application on our website. It's the end of the year, December, which is why it's likely closed. But what you can do is sign up for our newsletter. The new most you don't want another newsletter. I get it. I'm that girl. Email marketing.
But I think if organizations know that they'll be notified of grant cycles, they will sign up for your newsletter.
That stuff is top of line.
Right.
Anytime there's grant making, it's top of line in our newsletter. And I wrote this down so I would not mess it up. You can email Florida Blue Foundation at floridablue.com, which is a lot to spell, but Florida.
We'll put it on the screen. Say it again.
Florida Blue Foundation at floridablue.com.
Okay.
You can ask to join our newsletter. So we also have another grant making process beyond our rolling grant process or application. Our healthcare symposium and Sapphire Awards. It is a 2-day conference for nonprofits. And the registration fee, guys, you're talking about spilling the tea, it's like $140 or $150 bucks.
Wow. And when and where is
it's
this?
It's April in Orlando every year.
And they're notified
through the newsletter.
Through the newsletter.
So this 2024 is April 3rd and 4th. And think about it. What conference can you go to for 2 days where you have premier speakers across the country for $100 or less than $200?
I'm signing up for the newsletter because I'd like to attend.
You should attend. It's great networking. It's excellent. I'm talking about top-notch speakers. 2 days in Orlando. We used to charge no cost a long time ago, but then it became unsustainable. Right. But we have tried to the best of our ability to keep that registration cost small because if you're a one-man shop, you can't afford an $800 registration and then hotel.
Yeah,
that's $2,000. That could be a program.
Yeah.
So the healthcare our symposium and Sapphire Awards is April 2nd through the 4th in Orlando.
Okay.
Coming up 2024.
Okay. Good to know. That's very important. Very important.
I hope you come. It's funny. My first meeting with Pauline, when I met her in person, I invited her and she came the very next. She brought like three of her staff.
Oh wow, that's wonderful. Yeah. I think she attended this year.
Yeah, it was this year.
Yeah, because I remember her mentioning she was going to the symposium.
Yes.
So very interesting. Yeah. Very good. So what would a nonprofit be surprised to learn about Florida Blue and how they could partner with you guys?
I would think there's no gift and no nonprofit too small. There's no nonprofit too big. I think a lot of times with grant making, it can be tedious and hard, right?
You know, right.
Especially governmental grants, federal grants. And our grant making process is not as hard as you think. That's one. And two, you can be a nonprofit of 2 people or 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
We have funded everything from $1,000 to 6-figure grants.
Okay.
So I always tell people, submit.
Submit.
Don't ever think you're too small and don't think you're too big.
Oh, how about someone who just received their nonprofit status? Is there a requirement?
By federal law, if you're 501c3, you can apply. And if you meet the criteria, you meet the criteria for that. Like, we always ask because people will say, oh, fund me. And they may be a private business. We're like, hey, are you 501c3? As long as you're a nonprofit, you can submit and meet the condition.
Right, right. Yeah, that's very important because I know a lot of grantors are looking for nonprofits to be in existence for at least 2 years, having a program that's been going on because they want the data. They want to see that you're self-sustainable because they don't necessarily want to fund a program that's not sustainable. You know, we give you this funding for the program. After the money is gone, the program goes away.
Right.
So that's very important. But for Florida Blue, that's not important. But what about when it comes to grant reporting? What do you ask for?
So it depends on the grant. I could not give a definitive answer, but it does depend on the grant. Mm-hmm. But I will say the metrics for reporting, I've done grant making when I work for Hillsborough County. It's a whole, because it's public dollars, it's, you know, tax dollars. It's not as complicated as something like that, like a government grant. I would say that metrics are not as complicated.
Very good. So when you look into partner with nonprofits, I know you mentioned the three initiatives. Okay, say they check all of the boxes. I'm sure it has to go a step further? Is there an interview process? Do you look at their website? Do you ask them?
It's staff review, honestly. We have a team. Yeah, we have foundation staff, and we have what we call these integrators in every market. From the foundation level, the foundation integrator is in the market and they know the market. So one of our favorite sayings is we are for Florida by Florida. Okay. So the person reviewing your grant for the West Florida, which is my market, lives in West Florida.
Okay, that's good.
So
that's
he or she would know the CEOs. They know the temperature of the need in that community. The foundation staff, the leadership is primarily in our Jacksonville headquarters. Mm-hmm. But our integrators are in each market and they live and know the markets. Mm. So the person who would review for the West Florida market would be Tina James, my counterpart. Mm-hmm. I wish she'd have been great. We'd have been great on here together. Mm-hmm. We've been friends a long time before our jobs. But she's from Tampa, lives in Tampa.
Okay.
She travels between Pasco and Collier. She actually, Tina and I worked on a partnership with Avid and American Heart Association with blood pressure monitors.
Oh.
We also, I broached a partnership with a local sorority and March of Dimes in Southwest Florida. So it's our job to know our market.
Okay.
Which makes us qualified to some extent to review. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, when you send your application in and you're saying this is a need here, we can make a phone call. Do we know, is that a need?
Yeah.
And we actually use the data. We use zip code data from our insurance side and our to balance against our foundation side. Like we choose zip codes that have the highest uninsured to support.
Wow.
We have a whole a totally different initiative called Growing Resilient Communities where we choose Florida's most disenfranchised zip codes to specifically penetrate, give, and kind of convene resources around.
That's very important.
It's technical from a need base. It's not technical to be arduous or hard.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's a very I would say a trusted and thorough process.
Very good. So it's very good to know that Florida Blue is intentional about its outreach and the initiatives that you support. How about board? Nonprofits are always looking for board members. Does Florida Blue serve on different nonprofit boards?
It's so funny you say that. I said health solutions, that means everything, right?
Right.
We actually do have our local market, like my colleagues, we all serve on boards on purpose. Like we are not required to, but it's requested.
Encouraged,
hey,
yeah.
Like we have people on the Feeding Tampa Bay board, we have people on the United Way board. Like we specifically, because we want our staff involved.
Right.
But from another level of board engagement in Tampa, we fund the Nonprofit Leadership Center, which is not this market. They may have something similar, so let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But in Tampa, the Nonprofit Leadership Center has a board fellows program that aims to put black and brown members, people on boards. We fund that program.
Oh, wow.
So we're not only having our staff members sit on boards and support, we will fund a fellows program that increases diversity on local boards.
Right. Interesting. Very important information. Do you have their website? And we'll put it on the screen.
The Nonprofit Leadership Center?
Yes.
I don't know it by heart, but it's the Nonprofit Leadership Center of Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And they launched a fellows program. In fact, I've been a speaker for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it is LGBT, Hispanic, African-American, any type of minority population that you can apply to be a fellow. And we're one of the main funders of that program.
Oh, interesting. Very good, very good. We'll definitely get that information from you and we'll put it in our bio.
Absolutely.
For the podcast. So if someone wanted to reach out to you, Estella, do you have an email address or a telephone number? It'll appear on the screen.
Yes, it is 1-800. No, it's my name, estella.gray@floridablue.com. And Estella is spelled estella.gray@floridablue.com.
Thank you very much for your time, Estella, for driving all the way from Tampa to come on the Grow Your
Nonprofit
podcast in your market. So thank you for what you do. It's very important work.
Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome. So guys, here we go. Another nonprofit right here in the beautiful Fort Myers area serving. But this is a really large nonprofit. So we bring on nonprofits of all sizes. You heard it from Estella, the different initiatives that they fund and the very important thing about being a health solutions nonprofit, keeping people out of the emergency room, keeping them healthy from head to toe. So mentally, physically, and so much more. So I hope you learned about the partnerships, the grant opportunities. Go on their website and sign up for their newsletter so you can see when their grant cycle is coming up and this beautiful symposium that's coming up in Orlando in April. So guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And yes, we do have our Etsy store with nonprofit merch. And stay tuned for more Grow Your Nonprofit podcast episodes.
Introducing the Grow Your Nonprofit merch in our Etsy store. So go on over to our Etsy store today and explore our collection. Pick your favorites. By doing so, you're not only elevating your style, but also contributing to the Grow Your Nonprofit mission. Thank you for being part of our community, and thank you for your dedication to making a difference. We appreciate your support, and we can't wait to see you rocking our Grow Your Nonprofit merch. Now stay tuned for more empowering content on Grow Your Nonprofit podcast. And until our next time, keep growing and keep giving.